are still going to continue in prayer for a moment. There is a clothing of grace by which God can make someone that is born a stammerer to become his messenger. I was born a stammerer, very terrible stammerer. I could get by with academics, but I could not speak. It was grace that came upon me that took away the burden, took away the limitation, and gave me an opportunity to be able to communicate the mind of God. God wants to clothe us with grace. Great things will take place. Great things will take place here this morning. But there are critical issues about the clothing of grace I'd like for us to pray about. Just in case you are equipped with a Bible, I would like to read. We're in a prayer session right now. Numbers chapter 20, beginning from verse number 22. We'll be taking a few scriptures and praying on some matters. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son and bring them up unto Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. It was foretold that Aaron was going to be gathered to his fathers. His passing was not by blight. It was not by Ebola. It was not by a plague. His passing was occasioned when his garments were taken from him. And this scripture seems to be very revelatory. Does it mean that if I can retain the grace that is upon my life, I am preserved? Does it mean that are you with me? If I can pay the price of consecration that is needed for me to retain that garment, even death will have no power over me. I was thinking that if there will be a firing squad, and the way it was done is that Moses, Aaron, and Eleazar went to the mountaintop, so it was like a cinema. It was a spectacle in the view of every son and daughter of Israel. And the moment the garments were taken off the man of God, he died. He died. We want to pray. Because even though God will be giving garments today, I have seen in this season that there are many servants of God that are being stripped of their garments. We want to pray. And meanwhile, the thing about retaining a garment is understanding the consecration that is needed. I remember there was a certain anointing God wanted to put on my life. And for many years, sometimes I will operate in the anointing, but it was not on me. It comes. And I began to ask, what is the problem? Why is it like this? In fact, sometimes in dreams, the garment will be put on me and then I will become sick because I don't have what it takes to manage it. A spiritual garment, a collocation of the grace of God, is going to make demands on you. And because I was not willing to pay the price, that thing lingered for a long time on, because I felt there were other ways, until I submitted and it rested. And now God is preparing me for another garment, but the price for that one is too much. I say, give me some time. Imagine a deposit of the grace of God that influences your concept of fashion, irrespective of the era in which you were made manifest. You don't understand that. It affects your menu. Are you with me? For me, I cannot have a friend that God has not prescribed. When I go to sleep in the night, there'll be trouble. You say, this man, he warned me about somebody like that, and I was trying to manage it, and I've been pierced with diverse sorrows. Can we ask God for the grace to kick into the consecration that is needed, so that we can trap down these graces upon our lives on a permanent basis? You've been praying for protection. In your dreams, you see masquerades chasing you. It means you are not clothed. There's something that you can have on your life that will end that harassment. Can we ask God for the grace to step into the disciplines, to step into the regiments, to step into the requirements of retaining grace, 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 grace. Compresso fila bai conta la de corimo mossatoria e prima haschetto prende che te baruca seminaila. There is a call to consecration. For some of us, he will take away your night season. He will demand it so that you'll be standing before him again and again in the night season. In order for you to stand in the gap for his purposes to prosper, grace to enter conveniently into the requirement of that dimension of empowerment by the Spirit of God. Grace.
Listen to me. If I say in the name of Jesus, you say amen and keep quiet. Ushers, please escort that brother outside. There's space for him to exercise his spirit. Escort him. Even if he stops praying, when you get to him, escort him. Let him. He needs prayer. He needs to express himself. Now listen. As we walk with God, the road becomes narrower. The reason why it is like that is because God wants to fit you into a mold. This mold is uncompromising. The mold existed before you were called to be a partaker of that dimension of grace. For all that will be called to be partakers of that grace, the requirement is the mold. And God begins to drive you gradually to fit you into that mold of regimented living. It is when you have come into the full scope of that mold that you reflect maximally the content of the grace that has been invested upon your life. So there may be some things that God will require this year, and He will overlook some others this year that He will bring up next year. It doesn't mean that you are there yet. It's just that God is emphasizing one thing per time. But the idea is the road becomes narrower and narrower because the requirement is already fixed. Are you with me? Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan." Meanwhile, the use of the metaphor tabernacle is referring to our body. Okay? So you see, in this current body, we groan earnestly. That means we pray, we demand earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Even though I understand that ultimately at the time of death we give up this tabernacle and we eventually wear the tabernacle that is in heaven. That tabernacle is created in such a way that it can interact with the realities of that frame of reference. However, if you read the tone of verse 2, it seems to be suggestive of the fact that yes, I'm not dead yet, but it is a lawful spiritual practice to ask that you be clothed with your house which is currently in the heavens. Are you there? Now, so let's continue to read. "For if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." It was nakedness that was responsible for the death of Aaron. Are you with me? And he's saying that it is legitimate, a legitimate New Testament practice for us to ask that we be clothed with that house. Now, before we come to minister, are you there? Like the way you saw my brother roaring in the spirit. Now, before he came to minister today, he had groaned and asked that the Lord will clothe him. It is in the glory of that clothing that he was ministering. This is not how he is every day. But when he is clothed, he has capacities. That tabernacle carries all the glories that God has approved for his calling to manifest. And anytime he is clothed, he has abilities that he doesn't have naturally. It's just like what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus made a request that the Father should clothe him with the glory that he had with him in the beginning. Hallelujah. And then the Father gave a prescription of a location, and it took 8 days. And the Bible says that when he was on the mount, that he began to transfigure. That thing we call transfigure. Are you there? He was being clothed. I don't have time to go into all the details of that. But you see, the technology of that clothing, Paul spoke about it here. He was being transfigured, and the more he was being transfigured, he was able to begin to interact with people that are in heaven. So it means that I can grow now and ask God, clothe me. And that's a legitimate prayer according to what Apostle Paul is presenting in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Are you there? All right, so let's go on with the reading. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Like I said, there is an ultimate fulfillment of this scripture. And there's also a possible reoccurring partial fulfillment of this scripture if we can groan and make demands on that tabernacle. Then in verse 5, he reveals to us the technology by which this can actually take place. I'm not teaching, I'm just presenting some legitimate prayer concerns so that we can come to a point where we can. Not preaching, just showing us legitimate biblical possibilities that we can pray about and step into things, step into dimensions, step into grace. Hallelujah. There are some dimensions of grace I've experienced by accident. Not because I prayed for it. God was just advertising that there's such a thing exists with me. Sometimes God advertises like that so that he can quicken a desire in your heart to begin to grow. Are you with me? Now in verse 5 we have the technology. He said, now he that has wrought in us for the self same thing is God. The God is the one responsible for this thing, who also has given unto us the earnest of what? The Spirit. Now, the word earnest, because we have theologians here, I will not attempt to pronounce it so that I'll be relieved from the consequences of not pronouncing it very well. So let me skip the Greek word, okay? But it means down payment. Down payment. It's just like I want to buy something from the market. I don't have the money to pay for it, but I have part of the money and I make a deposit. And then when I make that deposit, even though someone comes with the full money and wants to buy it, because of the agreement I have with the seller cannot sell it. He keeps it for me until I bring the other part of the deposit, and then I can take the commodity. Are you with me? So what Apostle Paul is saying is that there is a certain measure of the Spirit that I carry. That measure is the measure that is required in order for me to be able to remain in this three-dimensional world. Are you there? That if the full measure comes upon me, I'm likely to be raptured, to be taken, because the full deposit has now come. So we have a partial deposit, not the full deposit. On the occasion of the full deposit, that's what we call rapture. You will not be able to exist within this framework anymore. So you will notice that on the Mount of Transfiguration, there was a progression. There was a progression. It got to a point. If it goes beyond that, I believe that that was what happened to Enoch. I believe that if it goes beyond that point that Jesus was experiencing, there was no way this three-dimensional world would have been able to retain him in this space. So when we say that we are asking to be clothed, it is just an increase in the measure that can release the powers of that tabernacle, so that the powers of that tabernacle can become active, can become operational, can become functional. Are you there? Someone came to me and asked me to pray for him that he was sick. Yes, I can, according to the scriptures, I can lay hands on him and pray for him. But I have something more than that, which is the healing anointing. And unfortunately, the healing anointing doesn't operate in my life except I preach. Do you understand? Yeah, it doesn't operate. So I now ask the person, you wait, can you come for service? And then, if I can just read one scripture. I can pray at home and I'm very... Other anointings can be released, not the healing anointing. I've worked in it for a while, so I know how it is. Except I preach, it doesn't come. I'm talking about clothings of grace. And there are measures that will come, and the powers of those measures will begin to speak. And Paul says it's a legitimate prayer burden, prayer concern, that we ask God to clothe us with our house, which is in heaven. And when that happens, the Bible says, we will not be found naked. Can we ask that God will deliver us from nakedness? Naked. 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 We will not be found naked. We will not be found naked. We will not be found naked. Clothe me. Clothe me this morning. Clothe me this morning. Siko bemo siko braske salahai. Clothe me this morning. We will not be found naked. As the church on the plateau, we will not be found naked. As the church in Nigeria, we will not be found naked. Thank you, Lord. Overflow me. Overflow me again. Overflow me. Overflow me again. Overflow me. Overflow me. Overflow, overflow me, overflow, overflow me, overflow, overflow me. Somebody sing overflow me. Overflow, overflow me again. Overflow, overflow me again. Overflow me, overflow me, overflow me again. Overflow me. One more time, overflow me. Overflow me. Overflow me. Overflow me, overflow me, overflow me again. Overflow me, overflow me, overflow.
overflow me. One more time, overflow me.
Observe just a moment of silence as I make a request from the Lord to clothe us with grace, because you are going back equipped spiritually, funded to do the will of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this morning, inspired by the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 3, we come to plead that it might please you this morning to send unto each and every one of us measures of the clothing of grace, so that no one will leave this place naked. I ask that you stretch forth your hand to my left, to my right, to the balcony, and let the clothing of grace, let the clothing of your grace begin to come upon us. Begin to come upon us. Grace for intercession, grace for supplication, prophetic grace, grace for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, grace to walk in healing, grace to walk in miracles, grace to walk in signs and wonders, grace to function as a minstrel, grace for business, grace for productivity. Oh my God, there is a deposit coming from the heavens. There is a deposit. There is. Oosh. Let the clothing of your grace come on us as you equip us for the demands that are ahead of us. If there be anyone in our midst that has lost his garment, and there's a sense of loss in the person's spirit, such loss that has made the person a dwarf, today, Lord, we ask for restoration, that they will be clothed instantly in this place in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew the anointings on our lives. Let everyone experience a freshness, a renewal of the grace of God, of the anointing of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is an evangelist in our midst. You were meant to bear witness in the rural areas with a competence and ability to expel demons. The grace of God comes upon you mightily. It comes mightily. It comes mightily. It comes mightily. Grace. 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 I'm seeing a very deep, deep intercessory unction that will move people into the realm of groanings. A deep unction. And about three people in this place are coming under the influence of this intercessory unction. It's a clothing from above. Grace. Grace. Sekibonde ele kabosi, rimakaya kombe mozi anteni, baratos keto prela kampatolina, ika premina I kompani. Grace. Grace. Make us plenteous. Give us capacity. Cause us to expand. Cause us to go beyond the limits. By your grace, let us be transformed into another man. Oh God, we exchange our weakness for your strength. We exchange our weariness for your ability. Cause us to be clothed this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. If you are sick, you can be healed now. You can be healed now. The healing power of God is here now. Oh. Ilo seko brindo koria. Lanto seli babare kapaskito pramenaila. Now listen, listen, listen. God wants to heal cases that are blood related. I'm going to give a decree, and then today is Sunday. You can go to the labs tomorrow and check your health status, because God will effect a healing on someone that has a blood condition. Hallelujah. God wants to pedestal the Nigerian church as a prototype church. Nigerian preachers as prototype preachers for emulation on the continent of Africa. A new spirit of leadership is coming on the church in Africa, in Nigeria, to set the pace of leadership for the household of God on the continent of Africa. God will be making demands on your life, on my life. And a new and a distinct type of spiritual leadership is emerging in the landscape. Because an old order of spiritual leadership is being phased out. It's being completely phased out. New voices, new faces, new men, new women that will be the face of that which God is doing. Great authority will be given in the spirit to validate the hand of God that is upon these individuals. This is a moment of transition for the body of Christ in Nigeria. It's a moment, oh my God. It's a moment of transition for the body of Christ. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one will become a strong nation. Changes, shifts, grace being distributed so that the household of God will begin to wear the garment of honor again. The days of which I speak are days where the house of God is not possible for the house of God to be despised, because the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Return that we might look upon you. Return in your splendor to the church of our generation. Let the light of Christ become the singular gaze of every member of his body. Can we pray that Jesus might be elevated in his church? Let the days of gimmicks, the days of tricks, the days of deception come to an end. And let Jesus be seen in the fullness of his glory, in the fullness of his power. We welcome your presence afresh to your household. Oh my God. We welcome your spirit afresh to your household. Make out of our sons, make out of our daughters gallant men and women in the spirit. Make out of our children such babes by which, through whose mouth you have obtained strength.
Yeah.
of infirmity. We banish every curse. We break every yoke. And I decree this morning that every tree that our Heavenly Father has not planted, be thou rooted out. Oh my God. The doctors told you you will die. But I say in the name of Jesus, you will live. And so let every deposit of darkness give way in the presence of the light of Jesus Christ. Oh my. Sickness, go. Diseases, go. Infirmity, go. Every sickness that is rooted in the liabilities of negative inheritance, I cut you off from your source. As I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, there's a yoke breaking already. There's a yoke breaking already. There's a yoke breaking already. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sickle cell, if your genotype is SS, you lay your hands on your chest, because you are going to test again tomorrow. Everyone, Lord, that has that SS option of genotype, Father, we undo that complex. We undo that combination. We undo it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that combination to change. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.